Jinnicky's Journey. This quest follows Tazakiya quest. It is recommended that you read that quest, which can be found here. This quest's existence is a spoiler for that quest, so my bad, :C. A long time ago, Jinnicky was a sad and lonely girl. She was separated from her mother, who had succumbed to a dangerous force known as Magicka. Magicka mutated them both, turning her mother into a huge monster, and herself into what she is today. Recently, her mother had been cured of Magicka's corruption, and now the both of them seek out their home in order to start a new, peaceful life. Jinnicky retains her magical powers and is capable of moving objects around. If she wanted to, she could probably even use her long-range Magicka communication to talk to her friends for some hilarious cameos. That'd be silly, though. Their backpacks contain various supplies to get them through the desert. Jinnicky's mother, Ishiki, renamed to Amiel to be Susan, wishes they could have found a compass. The hand torch should be handy for making fires, if they can find the materials. And the Yoshigashigashigi, a device that can shoot high-voltage electricity at a short range, has 5 uses. Susan checks the map she drew based on everyone's knowledge of their surroundings. They are currently just outside of Zalaika, a safe haven for all races, and they hope to get north of the Tazakian nation, where their home should still lie. What should they do?
I use the vision enhancer to look for interesting shaped rocks in the distance.
If any rocks, I must investigate.
Yes, go to the rocks, and then an oasis north of them, and then a straight shot west. Find rocks! Look for red ones especially! If they are cracked, the cracks will tend to be aligned north-south due to solar heating.
Susan gets a closer look at the rocks. Apparently, when Zenkani mentioned one huge giant rock, he meant to say, actually, it's a bunch of smaller ones. Hey, wait. She zooms in further. Oh, there's the big rock he was talking about.
What did you see, Mommy?
Jinnicky asks, using her Magicka to communicate.
I believe I'm looking at an encampment. Judging from the flyers, I'd say they're Tazakians.
Didn't that bird mention something about a war between the Tazakians and the lions? Maybe this is a military outpost.
Well, let's go say hi. We can make all kinds of new friends, and it'll be super great, and we can share some candy, even though it'll probably melt in the sun, and then we'll all be super messy.
Jinnicky tends to ramble when she gets excited. As far as Susan knows, the Tazakians are neutral to her and Jinnicky's race, so it should be safe there. Should she take any precautions? Susan feels her chance of getting completely and hopelessly lost drop a good bit.
Your daughter's weird glowiness might freak those folks out. Consider this.
Precautions? Getting a closer look at the camp and checking it out again with the VE might be worth it. Otherwise, Jinnicky should just hang back a little behind you so if they're hostile, she's in less immediate danger.
Precautions? Hiding the glowy might be a good idea. Other than that, play by ear to see how paranoid they are about people going in and out of the territory.
Call Sakari and ask him if he knows anything about this outpost. They're likely to be friendly or hostile, Gorge Klishkar. What do they even know about them? He didn't seem to recognize the buggy folk when he arrived at Wishcon, but we never said our boy Sakari was ever too bright.
She's not likely to understand. Stop glowing, it is scary. So tell her to glow a color Tazakians can't see. Bonus points of making her glow gamma rays gives you superpowers again.
Hi, Mr. Birdie.
Jinnicky says to Sakari there's long-range communication.
Hello,
he replies.
What's up? Everything okay?
I think so. We found a bunch of other birdies near the giant rock, and we're not sure if they like us or not. And the birdies like us.
Well, Tazakis are really heavily focused on the lions, though we don't really spend a lot of time dealing with the other races. I think I might have some sort of fallen asleep in the class that talked about your kind. But we're told not to hurt any non-lions that don't appear threatening.
There's a pause before he continues, sounding almost as if he was thinking aloud to himself.
Strange, we don't normally camp out in the desert.
Upon closer inspection, it seems the majority of the people at the camp are conversing. From this distance, it's impossible to tell much more than that. But Susan makes note to check again once they're closer.
Janikai, can you turn off your glowing? What? Why? I'm just worried I might scare them.
She instantly regrets her choice of words.
What? But I'm not scary. I'm pretty now. Everyone said so. They weren't lying, were they?
Janikai's glowing changes color, as it often does, to show her mood. It looks like Susan's attempt to be a better mother are not off to a good start.
Of course, you is very pretty, but people often fear new things no matter how wonderful they are.
Of course, you're beautiful, but you're also different, and people are scared of things they don't understand.
She's very pretty, unusually so, in fact. Things that are unusual could cause paranoid people to be suspicious. It's just something that might be a good idea to turn off when meeting guards or something. After the introductions are complete, it'll be fine.
Of course you're pretty, pretty scary.
Jenny is a pretty, pretty princess, but ninja princesses can't infiltrate places if they're glowing. She is pretty, and that's just it. Not everybody is as pretty as her. They can feel bad about themselves.
Jenny, didn't you always want to be a ninja? You must be quiet and invisible.
That's not it at all, Jinnicky. It's not? It's just that creatures tend to fear those they don't understand. Your glowing is so pretty that everyone would get scared from jealousy. Really?
Jinnicky perks up instantly.
Of course. And more than that, you're a ninja princess. So you need to try and hide your pretty colors so we don't overwhelm them with how beautiful you are.
Susan is the worst final boss ever.
I knew it. I always knew I was a super awesome ninja princess. Okay, Mommy, I hide my colors super good so they don't get jealous.
They approach the encampment after a couple of hours. One of the Tazakians sees them and starts heading their way. He peeps loudly at them, but they are unable to understand it. A few others poke their heads out of their tents. Susan wonders if this is such a good idea.
It's only one, and they seem to be curious, not angry. Probably loud to get your attention.
What language issues? Sakani didn't seem to have any trouble talking to you before. Just stay still and ask if there's anyone here that speaks your language.
Hands out in the open where they can see them. All your hands. Jinnicky, expect to be spending some time relating messages back and forth with Sakani, unless you happen to know crazy bird languages. You can do those cute chirp sounds, right?
Sakani, it's peeping. What do I do?
Probably just a negotiator or a diplomat. Someone just checking to see if you're carrying guns or weapons or whatnot. Just let them come. Stand right there and don't look threatening. You are a queen once. You know how to be a diplomat. Or at least a commander, I think.
Mr. Birdie, it's peeping. What do I do?
What's he or she saying?
Peep, 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 peep.
My girlfriend is not a slut. I mean, sure, she's been spending a lot of time with Delia, but lately, but that doesn't mean anything. Tell them they can peep, 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 peep.
Jinnicky tries to copy Sakani's message, causing the Tazakian to give a questioning
peep.
They do their best to appear friendly and non-threatening. The Tazakian seems to relax a little.
Oh, how rude of me. It says, of course you can't speak our language. Do you speak the common language?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good. You're a Kliskan, aren't you?
Klisklar, yes.
What are you doing so far south?
Susan wonders if she should make something up or explain about the facility. Currently, Sakani and the others are turning it into a place of peace, with intent to stop the Lion-Dazakian War. There's no saying how these people would react to that.
This one looks a little kind of strange. I wonder if she's glowing a little bit.
Oh dear! Jinnicky doesn't seem to be suppressing her glow as well as they had hoped.
You could say you were getting treatment for your daughter at the facility south of here. The glowing is a side effect of that treatment. Say that you can control the glowing too and that it looks pretty. This is very close to the truth, yet amidst the bits that would make them nervous.
And since it's just the light reflecting in weird ways. See, just shed, it's a little moist. Hopefully he'll get the message and not be too skeeved out to ask further.
She's just glowing with excitement about seeing all these new places and people. We've been traveling around the world for a long time, and we're on our way back home now. We haven't passed through this area before. Could we get directions to... where are we headed? Will they even know of it?
Oh, that's just something she does. If anyone questions why she's able to glow, respond with a confused look and a shrug.
Susan isn't sure that she wants them to know about the facility just yet.
We do that sometimes. This is the first time she's seen so many Tazakians, so she's glowing with excitement.
Susan laughs nervously and is somewhat thankful nobody has any sunglasses. Jinnicky doesn't say anything. A true ninja princess is silent and deadly, and then finds the prince and saves the day.
That's pretty interesting, the Dazakian says. I don't see any weapons on you, so I'm gonna assume you're not here to cause trouble. You know, you put your arms down.
They comply. Susan's arms were getting sore, so she's thankful. Sitting in a portal for 2 generations is bad for your muscles. It continues.
You're welcome to rest here, but try not to get in anybody's way. This is a military camp, so some of us are really busy.
I see.
Susan replies.
Thanks, mister.
Oh, up next. Generally, females are duller and their tails point downward if you're confused about gender.
Susan asks about the surrounding area in hopes of getting pointed in the right direction. Nyx points in a specific direction, saying if they head northwest, they can reach an oasis. Then it's more or less west to the Kliskar area. He admits he's not all that sure where the Kliskar area actually lies, though. Speaking of lying, Slinger Boy is a huge pervert.